A Prayer for the Peace of Christ by Andrea Herzer, read by Leah Martin. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." John 20:19. After Jesus' death, his disciples were taking shelter in a locked home. Fearing for their lives, they were hiding from those who had just helped to execute Jesus. I can't imagine the distress they faced, but as someone who's high risk for COVID-19, I'm also locked inside my home. Like the disciples, I also fear potential harm from the outside world. But I've been at home with my fears for far too long. Have you been living in fear lately? I have deep compassion for you, friend. You are the reason I'm writing today. Have you ever noticed that fear often travels hand in hand with other emotions? Jesus' followers were afraid, but they were also grieving the violent death of their friend and Savior. Their dreams had been shattered. They'd left everything to follow Jesus. But now their work as his disciples seemed to be at an end. And to top it off, they were afraid that if they ventured outdoors, they could face the same death Jesus suffered. Are you, like the disciples, grieving the death of a loved one? Have you also lost your job or the dreams you had for your future? Let's consider what Jesus gave his frightened and worried followers. Because if you're his follower, he gives you the same thing today. In Jesus' first appearance to the disciples after his resurrection, a door that fear had locked could not keep him out. Jesus came and stood among them. He had compassion for their suffering, as evidenced by his first words, "Peace be with you." After he showed them his hands and side, he said it again, "Peace be with you." John 20:20-21. Peace. The word in Greek is Irene, and it implies complete wholeness, tranquility, and rest. Jesus gave them exactly what they needed. Their difficult circumstances had not changed, but Jesus in their midst meant that everything had changed. His presence and peace unlocked their courage and restored their faith. So if you need courage and faith right now, then invite Jesus into your midst and accept the peace he gives to all who believe in him. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I need your peace. I believe that you died for my sins, and that God raised you from the dead so that by believing in you, I can have peace with God and life in your name. Forgive me for allowing the cares of this world to obscure my spiritual vision. I confess that I've not been trusting your plan for my life and the lives of my loved ones. You have given me peace that brings restoration, wholeness, and rest to my soul. I've allowed the trials of this life to lock me into a spirit of fear, robbing me of the peace that is mine in Christ. Forgive me, Lord. Right now, I confess my fears and my worries to you. I declare that you did not give me a spirit of fear or cowardice. You gave me, as it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, a spirit of power and of love and of soundness of mind and judgment. I know that according to Philippians 3:1, rejoicing and delighting in you is a safeguard for my spirit. Please help me to practice the discipline of thanksgiving every day, so that I'll be filled with your peace. I give you thanks, allowing my thanksgiving to give way to rejoicing and praise. Thank you, Lord, that I can come to you with prayers and thanksgiving, and in return, you give me peace that is supreme over my worries. I ask for that peace to fill me now, and as it says in Philippians 4:6-7, let it watch over and protect my heart. Let your peace have authority in my heart, because that's your calling for me, as it says in Colossians 3:15. Give me the courage I need to tell others about you, so that they may also have peace with God and peace from God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.